We haven't seen much movement in the yen following what had been an anticipated meeting between U.S. Treasury Secretary Bessent and Japan's Finance Minister Kato at the G7. In the meeting, both sides reaffirmed their stance that foreign exchange rates should be market-driven and currently reflect economic fundamentals, dismissing speculation of coordinated currency support. Japan's Jibun Bank preliminary PMIs for May weakened, with the composite index dropping to 49.8 from 51.2, signaling a slowdown. In Europe, German and Eurozone flash PMIs disappointed, with the Eurozone composite falling below 50, while Germany's IFO Business Climate Index rose to 87.5, its highest since June 2024, reflecting some optimism. The ECB's Vucic noted positive but subdued Eurozone growth and inflation nearing the 2% target. In the UK, flash PMIs show a slight rebound, with the composite at 49.4, driven by a recovery in services. US data releases today include jobless claims, flash PMIs, and existing home sales, alongside ECB monetary policy minutes and remarks from key central bankers, including the Fed's Barkin and Williams and Bank of Canada's Macklem. Additionally, the U.S. House passed the Trump tax bill, now awaiting Senate review. That's all for now.